This is great news for Letterkenny, but it's tremendous news for County Donegal. 330 more jobs, and perhaps more after that. And it's great as well to see that this company now in Ireland, this part of a multinational, that they have a leading role in promoting the company in other parts of the world. Great, great day for Letterkenny, great day for Donegal, and hopefully more to come.
Now, looking at the campus, it's state-of-the-art. There's no... This could hold nearly 1,800 people in the long run.
Absolutely. You know, you have the model there, and it's like something you would see in science fiction. And you're not alone are you going to have working conditions there, but you're going to have recreational conditions, you're going to have medical facilities, you're going to have everything there. It's going to be a world of its own. This is a new departure for Donegal, and probably a new departure for the North West as far as industry is concerned.
But also these 330 jobs could become 500, 600 over the years.
Well, you know, that was left open, and as the minister said, there could be far more after this. He's been in America himself. This is the company, the parent company, a few times, as he mentioned, in Pennsylvania. And they're very impressed with what has happened here in Donegal. And are we so proud that we have such a reputation with the parent company. And of course, we should also pay tribute to LYIT, who have been instrumental in providing people with the skills and the qualifications to take up some of these jobs.
Now, we often hear opposition politicians saying that Donegal hasn't seen enough of the recovery. Do you foresee more developments, more job creation coming to the county now over the years?
Well, absolutely. And down in my own area, Barry, you have Randox in Dunloe, and they have major expansion there as well. And they hope by 2020 to have 450 of the same type of jobs that we have here in Letterkenny. That's what we have depended on the future. Gone are the days when we had labour intensive jobs, the old traditional industry we had. We're now into the new technology. We're into the cutting edge of that, and that's why the partnership between LOIIT and Sligo and these industries is so important. And hopefully, some of the young people who have left Donegal with lots of qualifications and skills in Australia, Canada, the United States, and they're on the web today, 70 jobs already announced or available on the Primerica web, that it will incentivize some of these people to come back home again with the experience that they have gained abroad.